KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's fair and 28. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Wednesday, March 7th. News sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, Mike Day with State Farm Insurance, and the First National Bank and Trust. Really nice day today. We'll have sunshine, high about 55, and not very windy out there today. Two children in DHS custody, their parents in jail, in a terrible case of child neglect. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. The air in your home is not as clean as you think. Indoor pollutants like pollen, mold, and pet dander can wreak havoc on your sinuses, sleep patterns, and overall comfort. Give DeHart Air Conditioning a call to discuss their home comfort filtering systems. Installed on the air handler of your home comfort system, this equipment uses ultraviolet light to destroy unwelcome particles in the air before they're recirculated in your home. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today to find out more. 224-0184. DeHart, your climate master Geo Elite dealer.
A toddler found roaming along a busy highway was the beginning of an investigation where children are found living in substandard conditions. Chickasha police found a mobile home the children were living in reeking of urine and feces, and a one-year-old child wearing an old soiled diaper, which when removed also had some of the child's skin come off. A probable cause affidavit from Chickasha police indicates that as authorities tried to find the home where the wandering toddler lived, the child's parents actually drove up claiming the child. They said the children were asleep in their mobile home and that they had left them there to go to a restaurant. Both parents, 23-year-old Darian Amel Jeffers and 27-year-old Jasmine Julia K. Bennett, arrested, and they have been formally charged with felony child neglect. They remain in jail pending $100,000 bond. The kids in protective custody. Republicans hold on to a seat in the State House of Representatives. Brad Bowles defeated Democrat Charles Murdoch in yesterday's special election for House District 51. The region includes parts of Chickasha and eastern Grady County, as well as Marlow and a portion of Stevens County. Bowles, who is the mayor of Marlow, picked up 72% of the vote to score an easy win. Bowles takes the seat previously held by Chickasha Scott Biggs. He stepped down from the post last November. Bowles' term runs through the end of the year. And a new middle school will be built in Minco. Voters there approving a $14.5 million 10-year bond issue in a special election yesterday by about a 2-to-1 margin. The measure picked up about 66% of the vote, 224 to 113. In addition to a new middle school, Superintendent Kevin Sims said the current middle school will be renovated to be used as the elementary school. Safe rooms will be built. They'll be able to buy some Chrome tablets for students in grades 4 through 12 and also purchase some new textbooks. And a second transportation measure also passed by Minco voters, about 72% approval there. That was a $450,000 plan to buy some new school buses and other vehicles for school use. More Cool News coming right up.
Who doesn't love being number one? When your team's dominating the standings, or your favorite band rocks the charts at number one, it feels good, right? Kind of like how it feels when you have auto insurance with State Farm. Because making you feel like number one is an honor your local State Farm agent takes seriously. Through the good times and not so good, your State Farm agent's proud to be here to help life go right.
Call Mike Day at 224-1968 or visit MikeDayAgency.com.
Also, in elections yesterday, Caddo County voters overwhelmingly approved the continuation of a quarter of a penny sales tax to fund several county services. The measure collected more than 9 out of every 10 votes. The funds used to support the Caddo County Sheriff's Office, the courthouse, senior nutrition centers, volunteer fire departments, even the county fairgrounds, the OSU Extension Office, and many district fairs. The tax initially passed in 1993 will now run through 2014. One man arrested this weekend after a traffic accident takes out a light pole at a Chickasha intersection. Police initially got a call about an erratic driver on the H.E. Bailey Turnpike, which then went through downtown Chickasha. The accident occurred at 16th Street and Highway 62 early Sunday morning. Authorities arrested 27-year-old Clifton Yago of Anadarko on complaints of DUI and drug possession. He has been formally charged in Grady County District Court with a felony count of drug possession with intent to distribute, as well as misdemeanor charges of DUI and transporting an open container, Yago being held in the Grady County Jail on a $100,000 bond. Extreme fire conditions are causing a few wildfires yesterday, a big one on I-35 in the Purcell and Goldsby area, a couple of smaller fires in the Grady County area yesterday around Pocasset. Fire crews quickly on the scene to prevent anything bad from breaking out. One of them on Giles Road about a half mile west of 81, the other about a mile east of 81 on the Amber Cutoff. Only about an acre of grassland burning in each of those fires. Grady County Fire Department spokesman Buddy Meyer says one fire was caused by somebody burning trash, the other caused by a welder. Meyer says individuals may have to pay for firefighter services if they are found responsible for starting fires in areas that are under high fire risk. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange up just a bit to $62.60 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $65.79. Natural gas, fairly steady, $2.75 per million BTU. Gold, $1,333. Silver, $16.72. Obituaries today include 90-year-old Peggy Stevens of Chickasha. Funeral will be at 11 o'clock Saturday morning at Sevier Funeral Home. Our weather forecast is going to be sunny today, and we'll have temps in the mid-50s and not nearly as windy as we've had the last couple of days. Right now, just a few scattered clouds and 28. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. 7.5 minutes after 7 o'clock, Cool 105.5 Sports next.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
In sports, Chickasha soccer team splitting their games with Northwest Classen last night. Lady Chicks win 1-0, while the Fighting Chicks lost 2-0. And in softball last night at El Curry Field, Lady Chicks losing to Cash 12-0. USAO's baseball team moves into the top 10 of the NAIA national poll this week. The Drovers up one spot from number 11 to number 10 in the first regular season poll that was out yesterday. And the Drovers have now won 15 straight after a doubleheader sweep of Southwestern College of Winfield, Kansas yesterday out of Bill Smith Ballpark, 17-7 and 15-5. USAO to host number 18 Texas Wesleyan in a 3-game Sooner Athletic Conference series Friday and Saturday out of USAO. And the 24th-ranked USAO softball team stays unbeaten, winning its doubleheader over Oklahoma Wesleyan yesterday 3-2 and 5-2. The Lady Drovers will host top-ranked Oklahoma City University in a doubleheader Saturday afternoon. The Big 12 men's basketball tournament starts tonight in Kansas City, and first up is a Bedlam matchup as number 8 seed OSU takes on number 9 seed OU. It's a 6 o'clock game to be televised on ESPNU. The team split their regular season games. Also tonight after Bedlam, it's Iowa State and Texas. Oklahoma City Thunder losing to Houston last night, 122-112. The Rockets have now won 14 straight. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning, all sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust, Mike Day with State Farm Insurance, and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning.